This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that isn't sure if it's going to continue these clever ad libs next year. Today is December 24th,
Christmas Eve.
Ho, ho, ho. And we have got our special year-end review show for you.
This is our last show of 2006.
Indeed. So we thought we'd start you off here with some general reflections about what we've learned in the last year.
Well, it's really weird that it's already been a whole year, because it was about this time last year that we first started thinking about doing the whole podcast thing. And here we are a year later, and we're old hands at it, you know, in internet years.
Well, in internet years, we're really old.
Well, yeah.
Stuff moves very quickly on their construction of tubes.
I first heard about podcasting from Patrick Fitzgerald, our friend. And when I first heard about it, I was very skeptical. I've never really been an early adopter, because I don't just pick things up if I don't know why they're going to be any good for me. And so, the first stuff that I heard about podcasting, I just kind of thought, that's kind of stupid and lame, and what's the point? And when we decided to make the site and everything, I still kind of thought that, honestly. I thought it a little less after we'd been on the Cup of Joe show, which really was the first serious impetus for getting this started, because after we went on there, some of our friends said, hey, you guys did really good on there. You should have your own podcast. So I started thinking about it, but I didn't listen to any podcasts or anything. Anyway, I was still pretty skeptical, but I decided, what the hell, I'll go along with it. And now I'm just loving podcasting. So I guess for me, one thing I've learned is that podcasting doesn't suck.
Yeah, that's something to learn. The impetus for me, actually, along with Amber thinking about it, she's right, was going on the Cup of Joe show the first time. Even earlier than that, you can go on my website, radicalgeorgiamoderate.org, and go to the audio blogs category, go to the very first one, and you can hear my good buddy Reggie and I in a little brief audio recorded through my cell phone, just talking about a party we're at. And I had several friends tell me that they thought that was really funny. And I didn't think of making something like that into a podcast at the time, but by the time we got to the Cup of Joe show, it was already on my mind a little bit.
And then we did that one audio blog together. I mean, you did it, but I was sitting there. We got the idea that night when we were looking through your archives with all the lists of words and phrases that you would be allowed to use because the AJC didn't pick you as a North Side blogger or whatever it was, and you decided to read through the list as an audio blog.
Which reminds me that I need to get my Yarchives back online. That the Yarchives were my old pirate blog, which used to be yar.org, and that's no longer my website. I moved over to a new blog, and I recently moved over to a new host and don't have that up, but anyway, I've gone on a tangent.
And that's the tangent. So anyway, as we were saying, stuff we've learned this year, I've learned how to not go off on tangents or rein myself in when I start to, and try to rein other people in when they start to. One other thing I've learned, now that I'm saying it, I'm going to be doing exactly the opposite, because I just said an. What I was going to say is that one thing I've learned is how not to use so many verbal crutches, like the ums and the uhs and,
you know.
Yeah, stuff like that, because I just became a lot more conscious of it, listening to myself talk, listening to recordings of my voice, and I just realized, God, that really sucks. And just listening to other people too, it's like, nothing sucks more than listening to somebody go, painful to me. And so I decided, if I hate that so much, listening to other people and listening to myself, I have got to stop doing it. So I've become much more conscious of it, and I really don't think I do it very much anymore. If you think I do it, let me know, and I'll try to be better in 2007.
I've been conscious of it since a speech communications class I took in college, but I often fall off the wagon there, especially right there, and especially last week when we hadn't podcasted in 2 or 3 weeks, or at least hadn't recorded one.
Yeah.
And well, I wasn't doing real well.
But that's okay.
Which also brings us to our next point here, which we were going to go over sort of one of our processes for recording and one of our early ones. And so this was an introduction to the Drinking Liberally podcast.
This is an outtake, I guess.
It's kind of an outtake. I know I wanted to put it in there just to sort of demonstrate where we were versus where we're at, and mm-hmm. and also to demonstrate what a pain in the ass I am.
Although we were still there last week when we recorded the intro to the Ghost Hunters.
Yeah, we didn't do real well with that one.
Well, you know.
So here it is. All right, so we just have one more, and I guess it's the drinking
this
liberally.
This is the ad lib type one.
Okay, so you want me to start this one off?
Yeah, you start this one.
This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray.
You're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that does not come when call. Do we want to do come when call or call when come?
Whatever. If you do come when call, it should be come when called, because that's the real phrase.
Yeah, but I think we should do it as it is on the...
That's fine. Does call not when call come, when come.
Does not, the show that does not call when come.
Yes. Okay, you want to start over?
Yeah. This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray.
You're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that does not call when come. In this episode, we talk to...
a bunch of people.
Talk to a bunch of people.
At Drinking Liberally, which meets at...
We don't have to re-record the first part. I think we can just, like, re-record the banter, because I felt that was a little goofy.
What do you want to do?
We can just start talking again.
Like, from the beginning?
No, we don't even have to do the beginning again. I think we can just patch it in, but...
Okay.
In March 2006, we went to Drinking Liberally in Twain... Fuck. Where did we go? The Thinking Man Tavern. So... Now you've heard exactly what a pain in the ass I am to work with.
We go through that a few times at the beginning of most of the podcasts. We had a bunch of other outtakes, burned a DVD, but we decided that it would
just
be
one is enough.
Too painful to put you through all of them. But some of them involve more profanity. It varies.
Yeah. Mainly, I just wanted to sort of demonstrate.
That's the stuff you don't hear.
That's what you don't hear. So, moving right along.
I mean, in addition to just learning better production quality stuff, me learning how to actually use the editing software, I was very intimidated by it at the beginning. I don't know why. Now I feel like it's a piece of cake. But in addition to all that stuff, we learned other things from making mistakes that we'll never make again.
So, one of my mistakes... It was I actually, after drinking a little too much at our first podcast party, deleted an entire podcast. That was a spectacular piece of work. What it was I needed to open a new window for the next podcast we were going to record, but instead of doing that, somehow I managed to just overwrite the podcast we had just recorded. It was a really neat story. Dwayne was talking about his family, our friend Dwayne Moody at DwayneMoody.com, and... mentioned lots of things. So anyway, now that I managed to delete an entire podcast, and I've apologized to him profusely on several occasions and made several attempts to make it up to him, I made one more attempt to make it up to him, which he will get to hear near the end of the podcast.
And so will you.
Yes.
So the moral of the story for that one is don't get drunk and be the sound engineer.
Yeah, I was the drunk sound engineer.
My mistake was, I don't know, maybe worse. It's hard to say. I didn't record a damn thing. That was what my mistake was, is that we went to the Sex Workers Art Show in February of this past year, and it was really cool, and I had corresponded just a little bit with Annie Oakley, who is the organizer of the whole thing, ahead of time, and so she knew I was going to be there, but she didn't know that I was going to want to do a podcast, because that was kind of a last minute thing. We just got our digital recorder, and Rusty thought that I should try to practice walking up to total strangers and shoving a recorder in their face, which is something I still don't like to do and probably never will. But I did it that night. After the show was over, I walked around and talked to several of the people who were in the show and just asked them about their role and da-da-da-da, you know, the whole bit for each of them for about, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 people. And I was really excited after we left. I wanted to listen to it, go to listen to it. The damn hold button was on the whole time, so I didn't get any of that. And I felt so awful. I was mad at myself. I was just upset. I was sad. And I was embarrassed, too, because Annie Oakley had been so nice, and she refunded our money, the cost of getting in, and she was all excited about hearing the podcast and didn't exist. But there is a happy ending to that story. The Sex Workers Art Show is coming back in February of 2007, and we'll actually have a real interview this time for you, ahead of time.
Excellent.
So it all worked out in the end.
Well, anything else you'd like to talk about on talking about what we've learned?
Nah.
All right. Well, moving right along. Favorite moments of last year?
Well, a lot of shit happened last year. I think one of my favorite moments, I would have to say, was my interview with Eric Meyer and Jeffrey Zeldman at an Event Apart, which was a web development conference that was here in Atlanta. And Eric Meyer, I always kind of had a crush on, just a very geeky crush, you know.
He was shocked to hear that when he wrote about it on his website.
Yeah, and then after this interview and everything, he linked to it and he called me the lovely and talented Amber Ray. That was so awesome. And if it weren't for podcasting, that probably never would have happened.
Yep. So we'll just play a little clip here from that.
I'm Eric Meyer.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, it's wrote a few CSS books. Jeff and I decided, hey, let's, we've been talking for other people, keep going to conferences. You know, there's nothing wrong with that, but we thought we'd like to try it ourselves.
I love how he's so humble. He's like, wrote a few CSS books. But I mean, he and Jeffrey Zeldman both were just really nice, down-to-earth guys. I didn't really feel intimidated or anything. I didn't get all fangirl, I don't think. So it was awesome.
No, you played it pretty well, actually. I thought, if anything, they were caught a little off guard at moments, so.
Yeah.
Moving right along. One of my favorite experiences was when Joe Winter invited us to, it was sort of a bittersweet moment, actually, to watch the Wachovia building on, where is it, Peachtree and North Avenue, or where was it? We watched it implode on a Saturday morning, and it was a spectacular show to watch the thing explode. Joe has a video on Google Video, which we'll link for you here in the text. And we gave kind of just a blow-by-blow account of the whole thing. And so I'm going to play you the actual sound of the implosion because, well, just
it's
because
awesome.
It's awesome. What I really like about that clip is that guy at the end going, definitely my favorite part of that.
Yeah, I never thought I'd be going to an implosion. I mean, I was sad to see the building go, but damn, that was awesome.
Yeah, but it was pretty awesome.
Also, we should not underestimate the value of your interview with Billy Ball, the crazy street preacher.
What about that guy?
What about that guy?
So
that post was the one that got the most comments ever on the Georgia Podcast Network because a bunch of other crazy, whatever brand of Christian he is, showed up and left a bunch of all caps comments, and
yeah,
it was crazy.
Well, and this woman continued to refuse to ignore any sort of rules of decorum. I was like, We're all about free speech here, but please just try to limit your comments to one or two at a time and allow people to respond. And she just kept filling them out and filling them out and filling them out. And she got really childish at one point.
Didn't we ban her?
I don't think we banned her. I think eventually she just got tired.
She just went away.
Got tired of it. But
here's your money quote from Billy Ball.
Here's the money quote.
We're out here preaching the gospel and warning the sodomites that are part of this gathering that if they don't repent, they're going to hell.
Just like that?
Yeah.
I mean, that sums it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
So, what do you say to follow that?
I don't know how you follow that act.
My next favorite experience was Dragon Con. I never would have thought that I would go to Dragon Con or like it. I mean, I wasn't ever really a snob about it. I just didn't think it was the kind of thing that I'd be into. And
a lot of lecherous males running around would have
something,
been
something. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I thought. I didn't really give it a lot of thought. But we were invited to come by Derek and Swoopy of Skepticality, who were running the first ever podcasting track. And so we were on some panels there, and we got to meet some cool people and just do some cool stuff. And the whole thing was just a really fun experience. I really had a lot of fun, and I can't wait to go back next year.
Yeah. I'd also like to thank Thomas Strickland for arranging for the press passes there. That almost was a disaster.
Yeah, that was clutch. He hooked us up.
Yeah, but he came through in the clutch.
Yep.
One thing I would also like to relate to Dragon Con, speaking of experiences and sort of writing them off without ever having gone to them, I felt the same way about Pride. I had never been to a Pride festival and didn't think I would have fun, but I turned out to have a blast. It was just great fun. And I was also a little surprised at how kind of staid and corporate the whole thing was, honestly. I was expecting sodomy in the streets and things like that. And it didn't anywhere close to
that's what the religious folks in Marietta say, so I guess that's what you expect.
I don't know. I grew up in Scarietta, so yeah.
There you go. So we've just had a lot of experiences this year and been to a lot of events that we probably wouldn't have otherwise. And I'll talk about that a little later because I want to talk about like stuff for 2007. But for right now, we would be remiss if we didn't mention all our podcast parties.
We're up to what, 8 or 9 of them now?
Yeah, I think we just had the 9th one, I think.
Or we're going
we're
to,
about
have
to have
I think
ninth
we're
one.
About to have the 9th one.
Yeah.
Podcast parties. Well, it's just, I've had a blast at every one of these things. It wears me out. At the end of the night, I'm just exhausted from cooking and arranging everything. But we invite a bunch of our friends over, and everybody comes in and records podcasts. We've recorded as many as, 4 in a night one time?
Mm-hmm.
And the energy around it is really amazing.
Yeah, everybody always seems really excited to be there and everything. And the Georgia Politics podcast is just awesome. And so this we can segue into talking about all our network programs now if you want.
Yeah,
the Georgia Politics podcast, Joseph's done a bang-up job with that. It's really awesome. Just bringing in people from all different political stripes and talking about a variety of, you know, locally focused topics. Something like that. I just feel like a show like that could be really boring, but he's done a great job of keeping it not boring at all.
Well, he's been very good about keeping topics in a good time frame where enough time is spent talking about something to get a good overview of it and to get some good opinions in about it, but not so much time spent on it that it turns into rambling. You know, he's very good about keeping the schedule going and just keeping he's a great moderator is really what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
And I, yeah.
Hats off.
Moving along to the Georgia Political Digest, which I actually participate in. It's run by our good friend Randy Lewis, whom I can't even thank enough for all he's done for us in the past year. He's been a good friend. He's been a good advisor for all of the business ideas we've had. He's been a lot of things to us, and we hope to continue our relationship in 2007, and can't say enough about him.
Hell yeah. North Fulton Drama Club, it's just been awesome watching them do all their stuff. They actually announced that they were starting this drama club right about the same time that we announced that we were starting the Georgia Podcast Network. And I just have such immense respect for them coordinating all that. It's just, that's craziness. And the podcasts have been really interesting just to chronicle, you know, what that process is like and all the shit that they deal with and how it all works out in the end, because we've seen both of their plays and they've both been awesome.
Well, the thing that's most amazing to me about Nikki and Thomas and Alyssa and everyone else is I can't even fathom the idea of keeping 15 people together like that on a daily basis.
Oh, it would be like herding cats as far as I'm concerned. It really would
be. And especially drama folks, you know, they're very smart. They're very energetic.
Not very organized.
But not very organized, you know.
So to keep all those people together, wow.
Another, once again, hats off, because I don't have any idea how I would go about trying to do that. And we love them. They're great people, great friends.
And so speaking of Nikki and Thomas, Politics is Vocal was their idea to begin with.
And we'll talk a little bit more about Politics is Vocal when we get to the what we want to do later section. But the premise behind it is it's not actually hosted by any one person. It's a program where anybody can show up and place a politically focused program on there.
Yeah, just like a one-off. Like if you have an interesting interview or somebody you want to talk to or something you want to cover, but you don't want to do a whole recurring show, you can just record it, put it on Politics is Vocal.
Absolutely. And we think it's a stellar idea. And again, we'll talk a little bit more about Politics is Vocal in the, I guess, the last section.
Rhodes Scholar has one episode as of now, but I hope it will have more in the coming year. The first one I participated in with Robert, the host, and it's just about, you know, weird, quirky travel places. He and I both like that kind of thing. I mean, I doubt that I'll be on every episode because it's his show, but just looking forward to what else he comes up with.
Absolutely. He was going to come over, I think, this past month, but
until his car got fucked up.
Yeah, car problems. So we hope to see him again soon. The cover two with J-Mac. He's really done a bang-up job as well. There's really a dearth of good sports podcasts floating around, which kind of surprises me. And so they've filled a void there. And he and The Realist and our boy Tim Kelly do.
I think it's funny that they always call him.
I do too. They have names for him. I can't wait to hear what he has to say about the bowl games and about what he has to say about future seasons. He's a really sharp guy, and we're really glad to have him.
And our last network program and our second one out of Athens is Walla Brown from Team Brown, also known as Hillary and Jared Brown.
Yes.
And they have really come along. They've done a lot of podcasts. They've probably done next to us the most episodes.
Yeah, other than us, they've definitely got the most episodes on there.
I really like the way they always showcase local Athens bands. That's really interesting and awesome. And
they've got Don't Give a Shit or Two down to an art form.
That's true.
It's really interesting to listen to, actually. They pull it off. And we're also really glad to have them there.
They're representing Athens.
Representing. All right.
So now that we've sucked everybody's cock.
Yes.
See, here's the other awesome thing about podcasting is that I don't have to worry about what I'm saying.
Yes, no FCC.
Going to go off on one little tangent, just really quick. Like, okay, radio shock jocks really don't impress me at all. I really don't like them. I think it's stupid to just say something just to try to be shocking, you know, just to try to offend somebody or whatever, you know, like, I don't sit here and drop F-bombs because I think, ooh, it's going to shock somebody.
It's edgy. It's fucking edgy.
I hate that shit. Yeah. But I do like that I also don't have to worry about, you know, the other direction. Like, oh, instead of shit, I better say crap.
Or poo.
It's just nice to not have to self-censor.
Absolutely. So.
But anyway, that was a tangent. Moving on.
Moving right along. Stuff we're looking forward to next year and in the future.
Well, there's a lot of stuff coming up next year. We don't really have, some kind of concrete quarter-to-quarter plan for where we're taking the site and just the Georgia Podcast Network as a business and everything. I mean, we have some ideas, and we can't tell all of them to you because then we'd be revealing our trade secrets.
Indeed.
Ha ha.
Her her.
But the main thing is that we just need, as far as I'm concerned, we just need to keep having fun and just keeping the focus on having fun and doing this for us as a fun thing, as something we love, because that's how it started and that's how it needs to continue.
Absolutely. One thing that we definitely are going to want, are going to be interested in the future, is getting more lines of communication open between us and other podcasters on the site and audience members. And with that in mind, we definitely would like more listener calls. We actually had planned to do more with listener calls this year, but
nobody fucking called.
Yeah, the podcasters.
So call.
Yes. You can call us at 678-389-9411 and leave us voicemails. We love voicemails.
Especially if you're drunk.
Yes, we love drunk voicemails. You can be as serious or as drunk as you'd like to be. Equally funny either way.
But we did get a few listener calls.
Yes, we got just a few. So we're going to play you because both Dylan and Garrett, two of our friends, have been wondering when we were going to play their voicemails. Well, now you've got your answer.
Now is the time.
So first comes Dylan Biles writes something requisitely witty and urbane. He lives in Texas. But we've known him for quite a while through our various blogs. He actually goes all the way back to the Yard days with me. So here we go. He was one of our first drunken rants.
All right. So this is Dylan from Something Requisitely Witty and Urbane. And this is not a political rant, but I needed to rant. And I just happened to run across your Skype number with rant, the words rant attached to it. So here goes. Breakups fucking suck. Breakups with people you work with suck harder. Breakups with people who you work with, whose sisters also work there, suck the worst. Especially when those sisters are chemically imbalanced. The kind of chemically imbalanced that might make them start a fight with you and then go tell your boss that you threatened them and stuck your hand in their face. And then your boss threatens your job. Breakups fucking suck. I swear to God, I am never dating anybody again that I work with. There is this girl at school that I kind of work with on a paper, and maybe I'll date her, but whatever. Anyway, crazy people suck, so do breakups. That's my rant. All right, goodbye.
So thanks, Dylan.
Thanks, Dylan. We feel your pain.
Feel your pain, dude. All right, moving along. This one, I can't even explain this one, Garrett. Maybe you can please leave a comment on the site and explain what the hell you're talking about here.
Hey, it's Garrett Vonk, Garrett at GarrettVonk.com. You guys know my cell phone number, so here's what I wanted to say. So what really pisses me off are these ultra-hip alternative reality game pieces of crap that Microsoft did with this I Love Bee site for Halo, and then Lost, the TV show, is doing ad nauseum with the Hanso Foundation, and will the Hanso Foundation get away with murder, and all of these ads that they're posting. Yes, we get it. You're placing ads in Entertainment Weekly that are supposed to be cryptic and fun, and we're supposed to feel like we're exposing some kind of cover-up, or like we know more than we're supposed to, but come on. You're playing a game bought and paid for by ABC. There's no conspiracy. There's no hidden mystery. You're playing a trumped-up version of like a scavenger hunt, except instead of trying to find a golf pencil for a church group or something, you're calling some voice mailbox in San Mateo, and some poor voiceover actor is reading a list of numbers, and it's going to lead you to what? It's going to lead you to Season 3 of Lost, which airs on ABC and happens to basically be run by Mickey Mouse and the Disney Company. And they paid some uber-slick marketing company to develop an uber-slick alternative reality game because some latte-drinking creative directors think the blogger types, I say with air quotes, would feel a, quote, deeper connection to the storyline, and the third season would score better in your demographic. I bet you don't feel so subversive now.
Thanks for that, Garrett.
He was slurring his words a little.
Wow. But that's... I mean, when we say rant, that's what we mean. That's a rant. Look it up in the dictionary. You'll see Garrett's rant that he just put on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So also about next year, it's hard to follow Garrett's rant.
I don't know how you follow that act.
But I'm just going to keep going. Other stuff I'm looking forward to next year is going to more conferences. I've found this year that I really like going to conferences or conference-like events.
Unconferences like PodCamp.
Right, which I'm going to tell you about. But I went to an Event Apart and DragonCon, and we went to Converge South in Greensboro this past October, and that was awesome. That was a lot of fun. And I hope to go to more like that. We're going to go to a blogging conference in Savannah at the end of January. And then there is SoCon, which is a social media conference coming up here in Atlanta on February 10th. Our friend Sherry is putting that together with some other people that we know from the Atlanta Media Bloggers, and that's going to be fun. And then the one that I'm really, really excited about, because I'm one of the organizers, is the PodCamp Atlanta, which is on, well, all the shit goes down March 17th, but the festivities range from the night of March 16th into the afternoon of the 18th. And that's an unconference, and it's free. It's going to be all about podcasting, and it's going to be awesome. And then after that, there's some other ones that I want to go to on in other parts of the country. And I'm just going to be all conferenced out by the end of 2007.
What's the URL for PodCamp?
PodCampAtlanta.com.
Very good.
Isn't that convenient?
I made the logo.
Yes, you did, and it's awesome.
Yes, thank you. Well, then, I guess that about covers it. I also am looking forward to going to more conferences, and I'm really looking forward to the new version of the website.
Yeah, we're going to have a new version of the website for you. It's not going to have as many rounded corners because...
She is not a fan of the rounded corners.
Well, look, they're,
I'm kind of tired of them
they're
myself.
They're so 2 years ago, let's be honest.
Yeah, I know.
It might have some gradients, though. I'll go ahead and warn you about that.
Right now, we're looking at a single gradient.
A tasteful gradient.
A tasteful gradient. So, I guess that about covers it.
Yeah, I mean, that wraps it up. We've covered all our bullet points here. We just have some outtakes for you. Do you want to introduce those?
There will also be Dwayne's gift after we do these two outtakes. So, well, our first outtake here. I one day was carrying the digital recorder in my backpack and somehow had put it in there without putting the hold button on. So I actually recorded my entire commute home. All glorious 45 minutes of it.
It's fascinating.
We actually contemplated putting it up as a podcast, but thought we'd bore everyone to death. It's exciting only to me, I guess. But one thing that happened on the commute home was I ran into Andre Walker, who writes Georgia Politics Unfiltered, while we were both on MARTA going southbound. You want to talk a little bit about Andre Walker?
Oh, what can I say? He's a political blogger, and I don't know if he likes me very much.
It's kind of hard to tell who he likes.
We haven't had a whole lot of interaction.
He was featured on CNN.
Yes, let's not forget that.
Let's not forget that. All right, so I'm going to play two files, actually, because first there was me bumping into Andre on MARTA, and then I called Amber and told her that I bumped into him on MARTA. The first one you can hear pretty well, the second one not quite as well. I made the second one really short. So here's me bumping into Andre.
5 Points Station is back, connecting service East-West Rail Line. Getting off 5 Points, any other stop, please look around the seating area, take all your belongings. Thank you for having MARTA, have a pleasant day. Elevator access to the right, these doors will open for 5 Points now.
Andre. What's up? Good. Nothing. Crazy, I just dropped you an email a minute ago. Yeah. That's weird. Yeah. Where are you heading?
Home?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Makes sense. What are you up to these days?
Working part-time at the circle.
That's good.
Where are you?
Oriad!
Hey, see you later.
What a painful conversation that was.
Yeah. I don't really... My first experience with Andre was he and I were actually volunteering for the same political campaign. I volunteered for one day for Akhtar Sadiq, the Democrat who was running against Judson Hill in 2004 for state senate. Akhtar was a clown. I've gone into the depths of all that is Akhtar on several occasions, on several blogs. Nobody needs to know. He's token candidate, total joker. It was a circus. It was one of those moments that made me realize why Democrats continue to lose in Georgia. So that was Akhtar.
With that being said,
that's where I met Andre. And I've continued to bump into him.
Were you going to play the phone call?
Yeah, I'll play the phone call. Good call. Save me from my ranting. It was a little awkward. But Andre, I'm just messing with you. It's all good, whatever. Moving right along to the joke gone wrong. What about this joke?
You better explain it, because this is all you.
Well, one idea I had for a segment at one point was to answer classified ads on Skype. And so this was the one and only attempt to do that. I think it starts out kind of funny. The idea was that first I was going to be all chipper and optimistic about what sounds like kind of a shit job. And then Amber was going to call later and be not so chipper and optimistic. What were you going to tell them?
Oh, well, the ad was like, do you like working with the opposite sex? Something else, and do you want to make $600 a week?
Yeah.
And I was going to say,
are
that
you interested in sports?
That's it. So I was going to say, I'm not interested in sports. I don't work well with the opposite sex, but I would like $600 a week,
yes.
And just be all pissed off. But I never did it.
She never did it because mine, it kind of started out being funny, but I expected the receptionist to be a lot more thrown off by my schmaltz than she was.
But she ate it up.
But she ate it up, man. I could have landed that job. So that's what I'm going to play you now.
Good afternoon, marketing.
Hi, can I speak with Stuart?
He is actually out of the office right now. Can I take a message?
That's okay. What are his normal office hours?
He's busy, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Were you calling to inquire about the position that you saw?
Yes, I was.
Okay. If you hold on just 1 second, I can...
Okay, great. Phone voice.
Hello?
Hello.
I'm sorry about that, sir.
Oh, that's okay.
You've seen our ad, and Stuart was the one that had posted that.
Correct.
Did you have some questions about the position?
Well, I mean, I saw that the ad was seeking someone who likes sports and entertainment, likes mm-hmm. having fun at work, works mm-hmm. well with the opposite sex, and is available immediately. Well, I like sports and entertainment, having fun at work, working with the opposite sex, and I'm available immediately, and I'm just curious where I sign up.
Okay, great. We do the direct marketing and promotions for the local area golf courses and some local national food chains. We're looking to fill an entry-level position into our management training program.
Okay.
So within that position, you would be responsible for all of the sales, advertising, marketing, and PR that we provide to our clients.
Sounds like a lot of responsibility.
It's really not. It's not hard. It's fun.
Yeah. So what do you do in a typical day?
We generate and print promotional packages for all of our clients.
Uh-huh.
So those would be your responsibility. As far as like promoting them and selling them and advertising, it's kind of a promo for all of our clients.
Well, that does sound interesting, and I'd like to get more information.
Okay, great. What is your name? Did you want to go ahead and try to set up an interview? Or do you want me to send you an email that has a little bit more information? Or?
Yeah, an email would be good to start out with.
What's your email address?
My email is Russell, 2 S's, 2 L's, dot Tanton, T-A-N-T-O-N,
okay,
at earthlink.net.
Okay, and your name is Russell? Okay, great. I will go ahead and email you over some info about us and the directions, you know, and just so you can kind of get a feel what we're about and where we're located. And then that way, you know, you can check out our website. It will be in the email. And then, you know, check it out and give us a call back.
Excellent.
Okay?
Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So the deal was...
Oh, my God. We couldn't stop from laughing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We were laughing a little bit while that was going.
Oh, my God.
It's funny to us anyway. Let us know if you think it's funny. But the idea there was my schmaltz was supposed to throw her off. But she ate it up, and I basically landed that job. I had to tell her not to send me information or not to set up an interview because I didn't want to really waste their time. I mean, I can waste 2 minutes of the receptionist's time. That's one thing. But to actually set up an interview and, you know, mess up their business, that's a little much for me. Wow.
So.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was hoping it would throw her off, but it didn't work. I actually wouldn't mind trying something like that again in the future, but Amber's not really down for the prank call, so.
I mean, you can do it if that's what you want to do, or if you can find somebody else. I'm just not, I don't know. I'm just not good at that stuff. I'm not into it.
I was having a little too much fun with it.
I could tell. The phone voice was cranked up to 11.
That was the phone voice cranked up as high as it can possibly go. That's working in retail phone voice. All right. So
on that note, I guess we're just going to wrap it up here. And I just want to say thanks to everybody who's been listening this year. Thanks to everybody who voted for us in Best of Atlanta, Best Locally Produced Podcasts. And just thanks for putting up with all our antics. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thanks for, I'll just echo that. Thanks to everyone who's just been so supportive and awesome and helpful. And
keep listening next year.
We love you. So without further ado, I have my gift for Dwayne this Christmas.
Enjoy.
Hey, Ma, I'm hungry. What are we going to eat? Sugar, you know that we only got the food that's in the refrigerator because we're poor. Well, Mama, I'm starving. I don't want another sandwich. I don't want no peas. I don't want no damn green beans. That's all we've been eating for the last month. Sweetheart, come in here. We're going to look in the refrigerator together. Oh! Mama, what is that? It's in the bag. It's looking at us. It's called chicken parada. Mom, what is this? I don't know. Let me pull it down. Basically, sweetheart, it's this chicken parada. You just add water and you cook it in a skillet. It sounds good. It comes with the chicken already inside. I'm excited. Mama, we're going to have a home-cooked meal for the first time in 6 months. It's going to be good. Chicken parada. Mama, this is some good shit.
Merry Christmas, Dwayne.
Merry Christmas, Dwayne. We've got some more outtakes for you. I didn't have time to do them up all nice like that. Enjoy.
Dildo pen.
There's a product out there we've all heard about. I know. I heard, Mary. Have you heard about the new dildo pen? It's awesome. It's amazing. Because when I'm using it, I feel whole. What do you mean, Mary? There's this thing called a dildo pen? I've never heard of it. Well, let me tell you, Mary, it's all about this. Basically, when you're grading your class papers and you have it up your ass, that totally came out wrong because I can't do it. I did it the opposite way, sorry. Dildo pen. Act now and you can get 2-for-1 dildo pens. What's a dildo pen, you say? Mary, I don't even understand this dildo pen business. What are you talking about? Mary, it changed my life. It changed my life. I was a teacher, and I felt like I could never have it. I could never express the feelings that I needed. I could never get sexual fulfillment like I had before. And then I found dildo pen. What's a dildo pen? Well, basically, I was in my room, and I was grading papers, and I said, I need something to fulfill my sexual needs. And then I thought, why not make a pen that I can have inside me and use it while I grade? And so I invented the dildo pen. Basically, it's kind of like a dildo with a pen. So when it's in your ass and you're grading your class papers, dildo pen, 1995.
I bought dildo pen because it's only $14.95.
I bought that dildo pen and I bought it in the store and I bought it. And when I bought it, I took it home and I put it in and I put it in the wrong way and I got upset and I called the number and they were very helpful. Dildo pen, when you just can't get anyone else, it's dildo pen. When your ass is looking for a little class, it's dildo pen. People say drinking is a problem. I say it's not. I passed out in a mall. I say it's not. Drinking is cool. Yes, it is.
That's what malls are for.
Huh?
That's what malls are for.
Malls are for passing out, especially if you're drunk.
Let's go to the mall and take a nap.
Let's go to the mall because I want to sleep, bitches. Gay men, because there's nothing else. Gay men, when you want something else. Gay men, don't go home to your wife because we love you and we will treat you right. Gay men. Hey kids, I've heard a new friend. We're out on the playground and we're playing and we just like got excited and stuff and just like, I twisted my knee and I'm all excited and then my friend Gene came up and said, you should try marijuana. And I'm like, Gene, you're 35.
Did you say
mommy? What's up with that?
Did you say mommy wanna?
And Gene was like, I know I'm 35, but you should try this marijuana because it's awesome. And I was like, yay, marijuana, fuck yeah, let's do it. Because I was only 7. And now I'm 16, and I have a drug habit, and I live in a homeless shelter. Don't do drugs. What's that sound? What did you say, Jenny? You needed to have your vagina tightened? Me too. When men blow across my vagina and it makes that noise, I think to myself, Jesus.
Me too.
It should be tighter. And I think to myself, that's not possible. That's not possible. But it is. Now, with this new home tightening kit, you can too tighten your vagina. Think about it, ladies. There are many of you out there that have been, quote unquote, rode hard and hung up wet. Wah, wah. You know you're feeling bad. You know you're feeling down. You know you feel like you're never gonna get a man. That's not true. Now you can tighten your vagina too. Boo-doo-doo. With the new home kit, I am a new woman. I tightened my vagina.
Are you pissed off after paying $20 for dildo pen? Try Penema.
Fulfilling and cleaning. Penema. By Ronco. Penema, it cleans you out and fills you up.
I gotta go to work.
It's that time of night when everyone leaves. And you are still there.
Do the last guy at the party song.
You are the last person at the place, and they're kind of pushing you towards the door. Hey, I'm not gonna leave. I'm here. There's still beer.
The alarm goes off early in the morning, all right?
Actually, some of those mics are off.
But you know that they love you because they gave you this. It's called a to-go cup.
I need at least 8 hours of sleep, all right?
To-go cup. Don't get a DUI. To-go cup. They want you to be happy. They like you. They are your friends. They invited you. They want you to come back next time because they like you. They gave you a to-go cup.
You're pushing it.
To-go cup. They like you a lot. Yes, they do. But they don't want you to stay here because they want to have sex. To go cup. To go cup.
Cool.
Interested in podcasting? Want to mingle with other podcasters or learn how to get started yourself? Then mark your calendar for PodCamp Atlanta, happening March 16th through 18th at Emory University. For more information and to add yourself to the registration list, visit podcampatlanta.com. And by the way, it's free.
The song used in Dwayne's commercial was The Return of Summer by Jeff Wall, available only on magnatune.com.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you have a question, comment, or drunken rant, leave us a voicemail by calling 678-389-9441. Who knows, it might be featured in a podcast. You can also email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com.